Many people think that a way to both jumpstart the failing economy and to help the environment is to invest in renewable energy. This Thursday at St. Petersburg College, the Florida Alliance for Renewable Energy, or FAIR, will hold a panel discussion and town hall meeting on the future of renewable energy and green jobs in the state. Jane Maxwell, an organizer with FAIR, says that some speakers will focus on how to fund renewable energy to keep the cost as low as possible while providing as much renewable energy as possible. This, in turn, would stimulate the economy by creating green jobs.
How we will be able to provide a lot more jobs by providing renewable energy and how it will boost the economy. This has happened in Germany to something like 250,000 jobs created through renewable energy projects. So, yeah, it's not just about renewable energy. It's about how it can help the economy, how it can provide jobs, and how it can help provide energy security by making us less dependent on foreign oil, and also how we might want to have renewable energy at less cost than what it's going to cost for nuclear energy.
One speaker, State Representative Rick Kreisman, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, is on the House Energy and Utilities Policy Committee, which Maxwell says will be making decisions about legislation regarding how renewable energy will come into Florida.
There's been quite a bit of discussion in the Public Service Commission, and they have come up with a plan that they're going to submit to the legislature, and Representative Kreisman's committee will be working on what they will present as some legislation that will get voted on.
Some environmentalists fear that the Public Service Commission's renewable portfolio standard will be watered down to include nuclear as a so-called clean energy source, a concept being pushed by investor-owned utilities such as Progress Energy. Mike Antile, executive director of FAIR, says that a solar power industry could help bring jobs to Florida.
Here in the state of Florida, you will definitely see jobs relating to the solar technology field. Now, obviously, we're putting a lot of faith into our legislators and our officials and our decision makers that they're going to make the right decisions to bring renewable energy, you know, widespread at least to the state of Florida. If they do make the right decisions, there are several policies from which they have to choose, and there are certain policies that when implemented can bring, thousands of permanent jobs to the state of Florida.
Solar could be funded, Antile says, by what in Europe is called a feed-in tariff, what is being called a renewable energy payment in the United States.
It's also worth noting that it is entirely separate from the state budget. It's funded by an assessment, typically about $0.5 million to the ratepayer. So you're looking at, 50 cents, give or take, to each ratepayer, which will provide that 32 cents per kilowatt hour to any producer of renewable energy.
Antile says that with a renewable energy payment in place, solar power could be much more affordable in Florida.
There's an overwhelming demand for people to be able to put solar on the rooftops. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking to you from a condo association on the other coast of Florida, and they would love nothing more than to put solar on the rooftop. But at the end of the day, that's a pretty big investment. And how do you meet that investment, or, how do you meet the demand, rather, is something that is fairly expensive. So what we'd like to see is this policy known as a feed-in tariff is something that offers a fixed rate for a fixed period of time to any producer of renewable energy. So if we put a solar unit on the roof of this building, all of a sudden now they're going to be getting paid 32 cents per kilowatt hour of production.
That would result in manufacturing jobs, which along with other green jobs could help lead the state and the country out of economic disaster.
I have a background in finance, and one of the simplest concepts is that when one group of industries leads us into a lousy economy, it's going to be another group of industry that leads us out of that lousy economy. And, we're firmly under the belief that it's going to be the renewable energy, the kind of green, clean technology industry that is going to lead us out of this bad economy.
The panel discussion and town hall meeting on Florida's renewable energy and green jobs future, sponsored by the Florida Alliance for Renewable Energy, is open to the public. It will begin at 6:30 p.m. this Thursday at the Gibbs campus of St. Petersburg College, 6605 Fifth Avenue North in the Social Arts Building. You can learn more at floridaalliancefor.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.